never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
See it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you still growing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know, Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell, swell, Dolly. Yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas, Dolly will never go away. Promise you never go away, Dolly will never go away.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my...
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Chamberisi. And this afternoon, the Blue Claws take on the Wilmington Blue Rocks One night after making a little history with their ninth straight win of Blue Claws franchise record, they go for 10 in a row here today. Tony, how are you?
All right, Greg. Well, I am very excited. And because? No, not because the Blue Claws have won 9 in a row. Well, that too. But it's Buster's birthday. Doesn't get any more exciting than that. Buster is the iconic mascot of the Blue Claws, and he has several other mascots out here with him today celebrating. Unfortunately, the Philly mascot, the Philly Fanatic, could not make it. He was supposed to be here last night. The weather threw a monkey wrench into that, but he'll be back. I think there's a date for him, right, later on?
July 5th.
So meanwhile, getting back to baseball, Blue Claws, as Greg mentioned, with the franchise record for victory set last night. So naturally, that was our lead topic when we met with the manager of the Blue Claws just a little bit ago down in the clubhouse. We're in the clubhouse with the manager of the first place franchise record, 9 wins in a row, Jersey Shore Blue Claws, Greg Brodzinski. Greg, congratulations, first of all, on the team setting the record.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, it was an awesome night last night.
So after the game, did you say anything to the team? Was there any sort of a reaction to the ball club setting the franchise mark?
Yeah, no, I absolutely came in, just got the guys up, got them together, and congratulated them on an awesome accomplishment. You know, it's something that I'm very proud of. Not something that we talked about as we were going through it, but I think some of the guys had an idea and knew kind of what was going on, and just wanted to get them together and reiterate the fact that, you know, they're the ones that did it, and they're the ones that got it done, and that everybody in that locker room contributed, you know, each and every night to all the wins. And, you know, it wasn't one guy that did it, wasn't two guys that did it. It's a team effort every single night, and it was something that I think, you know, that they should be really proud of, because it doesn't happen often, and it hasn't, you know, it hasn't happened here. And, you know, they should enjoy it, you know, in the moment. And then I said, you know, what's better than 9 wins in a row is 10 wins in a row. So just keeping them going, keeping them locked in on today and today's game and moving forward. But something that they should all be really proud of, and it's really special that they can all keep with them forever.
I'm sure they will. Ironically, last night, got off to a rough start there, top of the first inning. Castellano, not certainly all his fault, because up 3 runs, only 1 earned, and quickly you're behind the 8 ball. But when he comes back in the dugout, he's still a young pitcher. Does anybody say anything to him, try to encourage him? What's the reaction when he comes into the dugout after that rough top half of the first inning?
Yeah, no, what I think what's great about, you know, our group is that everybody has each other's back. And, you know, when something doesn't go exactly how you want it to go, like, you know, you got your brothers there to kind of move forward from it. And, you know, we stay positive at all times. And, you know, what I think he did a really good job of was going back out there and throwing up zeros after that. You know, the offense did their job. They punched right back and put up 2 runs in the bottom half, and then he went out and threw up zeros and kind of kept it right there and gave the offense a chance to keep adding on and keep putting on runs. But, yeah, just staying positive, you know, on our side as a staff and just keeping them going, because, you know, he really bounced back well after that first inning. Like you said, you know, some of the bounces didn't go his way, but, and, you know, it's easy to kind of fall apart after that, but he didn't. He got right back out there, and he did a heck of a job moving forward.
Speaking of heck of a job, Andrew Baker comes in last night in relief. Just a couple of years ago, it looked like he might be on the fringe of making the big league clubs. Throws very, very hard, and then had some control issues the last year or so, and comes in last night. He's back here in Lakewood, last Jersey Shore, where he pitched a few years back and blows Wilmington away, 3-0, 3-down in the 6th inning. How encouraging was that for him? What did you see from him last night, Andrew Baker?
Yeah, no, I loved out of him last night is, you know, he kind of went in, looked to simplify things a little bit and just attack the hitters. You know, there's a lot of confidence in what he did, and I think, you know, continually stacking good outing after good outing will continue to help with that confidence, and I know he's working hard, you know, with our pitching staff and looking to get him back in form to where he wants to be. And but last night was a great start. He went out there, he went right at the hitters, you know, with really good stuff, and it was good to see.
Let's skip over to Braden Fasnacht, today's starting pitcher, the Sally League Pitcher of the Week. and he's gone six innings a couple of times. What determines how far you push a guy? I mean, it's looked like a couple of times he might even be able to go into the seventh. You've had somebody go into the seventh this year. Mm-hmm. How do you guys determine during the game after six innings whether a guy can go again?
You know, I think a lot of it is understanding what the guy's done to that point in the season, workload type stuff in terms of how many pitches he's thrown. We always keep an eye on the amount of pitches. And, you know, I believe it was his last outing, he threw 102 pitches, you know, through those six innings and did a heck of a job finishing that sixth inning, which I was, you know, really proud of for him. I think a lot of it's, you know, based on the pitch count and like your eyes and kind of how everything's going, stress, you know, how stressful some of the innings are leading up to that point. And, you know, never putting anybody in danger of throwing too much or too stressful of an inning, especially when they've done their job to that point, because we had a great bullpen and we feel confident in all those guys down there. So it's just more or less, you know, kind of knowing and understanding, you know, the limits and what they can do pitch count wise, and then the comfortability that we have with, you know, sending the guy back out there and, you know, getting the job done.
Okay, well, maybe get the job done tonight. It'll awesome. Be 10 in a row.
That'll be awesome.
Good luck. Thanks.
Thank you.
That was Blue Claws manager Greg Brodzinski with Tony earlier today. So Jersey Shore Phillies affiliate, they are now 18-13 with that 9-game winning streak and one game up coming into action today. Wilmington is 15-14. And the Blue Rocks, the Nationals affiliate, they have lost 10 of their last 14 games. Braden Fosnock for Jersey Shore, 3-0 with a 1.35 ERA. And he'll face Rodney Theophile, 1-1 with a 4.22 earned run average this season. Fosnock, as Tony mentioned, the reigning Sally League Pitcher of the Week for his outing last weekend against Bowling Green, 6 scoreless with 8 strikeouts. He's 3-0 with a 1.35 ERA, 26 2/3 innings, 18 hits. He's walked 8 and struck out 27. The season went to Westchester University in Pennsylvania, originally from Danville, PA. Theophile, a 24-year-old right-hander from Nicaragua, will make his 6th start of the season, 1-1 with a 4.22 run average, 21 1/3 innings, 18 hits. He's walked 12 and struck out 19. Last year, pitched 41 1/3 innings with Wilmington, 33 hits at a 3.48 ERA, 20 walks and 39 strikeouts. He last pitched last Saturday against Hudson Valley, gave up 6 runs in an inning and 2/3 in that ball game. Actually, he began the year with 15 scoreless innings, or 15 innings, no earned runs, before allowing 10 runs in 6.1 innings in his last 2 starts. So McClaw's looking for what would be a 10th consecutive victory here today. And Leandro Pineda looking for Tony, his 12th straight game with a hit. He's 18 for his last 41, 1-for-4 last night. He actually had reached base in 11 straight plate appearances at one point before making it out early in the game yesterday, but he said safely in 11 straight.
Greg may be overlooked in the Blue Claws accomplishments thus far this year because the pitching is not in the spotlight so much and well-deserved, second in the league in ERA. The Blue Claws have taken over the league lead in team hitting.
Yeah, 246.
That's right. And that's something we haven't seen many, many years. I mean, I couldn't document, not sure you probably could down the road, but they were in the middle of the pack for a while, and now as they continue to hit well during this winning streak, up to 246, that leads the league. Wilmington, on the other hand, is struggling along, 10th in the 12-team league and hitting at 204. So Blue Claws will try to keep it going today as they seek to boost that franchise record. Winning streak now stands at 9, trying to make it to 10 on this late afternoon contest here in Lakewood. A very pleasant afternoon, a little bit cool. Certainly not the ragged, raw weather we've had off and on, more on than off, most of this spring. Temperature in the high 50s. The wind fairly briskly is blowing out to left field.
A nice reprieve, yes. Considering it's blowing straight in for a couple of days. Some other guys, Tony, that are playing well, that we should note. Eric Brito had a couple of hits yesterday, a home run on Thursday. He's 16 for 51 since an 0-for-7 start to the season. He's playing very well. Cade Fergus had two hits on Friday. He's 8 for his last 24 with three stolen bases in his most recent 8 games. Justin Crawford, two hits last night, 11 for his last 25. So, look, I was getting contributions from guys up and down that lineup, and they have outscored their opponents 50-20 in this current 9-game winning streak, which obviously is pretty one-sided. Obviously, there have been a few closer games in there, but a lot of comprehensive victories for the Blue Claws last night. I mean, even yesterday, or comprehensive victories for the Blue Claws in this streak, but even last night, they made 4 errors in that game and won easily. They kind of handed them a couple of runs in the first inning, and then after that, Wilmington didn't really threat at all, and every Blue Claw in the lineup got a hit, and I think that's one of the things that Greg Brodzinski is most proud of with his run for the current group, is that they're getting contributions from up and down the roster.
When you look at that Blue Claws hitting attack, .246, which leads the league, you have Justin Crawford, who is fourth in the league now in hitting, the Phillies' number 4 prospect, hitting the .313, and Leandro Pineda has barged into the top 10. He is 7th in the league in hitting. He's got that 11-game hitting streak. He is batting .304. So Blue Claws are doing it on the mound and at the plate these days, and it reflects in the fact that they now sit atop the division with a 1-game lead. Still a very tight division, of course. Only 2.5 games separate 6th place. Hudson Valley, the Yankees affiliate, 14-14 from Jersey Shore, which stands now at 18-13. Jersey Shore, with its 9-game winning streak all at home, now have a blistering 14-5 record here in Shoretown.
Yeah, second best record in all of minor league baseball at home as Whip. So the Blue Claws have taken the field. Beautiful day. They're in their home whites. We'll take a break. Starting lineups, first pitch on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Pleasant. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Jersey Shore Blue Claws 18-13. Phillies affiliates and winners of 9 in a row against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Nationals affiliates 15-14. They've dropped 10 of their last 14 games. Braden Fostock for Jersey Shore. He is 3-0 with a 1.35 ERA. And he'll be followed by Rodney Theophile, opposed Rodney Theophile of Wilmington. He is 1-1 with a 4.22 earned run average this season. Blue Claws have won 9 straight, so obviously they have won the first 4 games of this 6-game series. Here's the lineup that Foston will face today, and it's brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Jonathan Thomas leads off in center, then Kevin Mate at short, and Brandon Mazier at first. Trey Harrison, right field, he'll bat fourth. Then Matt Suggs, the catcher. Will Frizzell is DH, he'll bat sixth. Then it's Paul Witt at third. TJ White is in left field, he'll bat eighth. The batting ninth at second base, Philip Glasser. RWJ Barnabas Health has local facilities in Toms River, including Community Medical Center and RWJ Barnabas Health Behavioral Health Center, plus Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus right here in Lakewood. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive academic health system and proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Cross. Learn more, visit rwjph.org. Tony Graham, how are you?
Well, Greg, good afternoon, and indeed it is a good afternoon. It's a good afternoon weather-wise, temperature in the high 50s. The breeze is blowing out today. It beats the breezes that have been blowing right into the press box the last couple of days and for most of this spring season. But it is a very nice day for baseball. Good crowd on hand, Greg. Today is what? I think you told me it's a
Touch Some Trucks Day.
It's
and also, Buster's birthday.
I mean, does it get any better than that? Oh, my goodness.
Look, if you're going to have good weather, like really nice baseball weather for one day, let's make it Buster's birthday and Touch Some Trucks Day. I should say one day this weekend. It was nice early in the week. Here is Jonathan Thomas to lead things off for Wilmington. He's a right-handed batter, hitting 179 on the season. No home runs and 8 runs batted in from Texas Southern University. First pitch of the game from Braden Fosnot is outside and high. Fosnot went to Westchester in PA. Misses away with the first pitch, 406 this afternoon, 58 degrees and clear skies. Zach Arnold did a third to guard against the bunt, and the pitch cut on and missed. And the count, 1-1. It's been a great start to the season for the left-hander Fosnot from Danville, Pennsylvania. As we said, went to Westchester. He's 24 years old. 3-0 with a 1.35 ERA. That one misses high, and it's 2-1. 26 and two-thirds innings, 18 hits. He's only allowed 4 earned runs, 8 walks, and 27 strikeouts for Fosslander. Threw 6 scoreless last Saturday against Bowling Green. That one tipped foul by Thomas at home plate, and the count is 2-2. Defensively for Jersey Shore, Kate Ferguson left, Justin Crawford in center, Leandro Pineda in right. Zach Arnold at third, Eric Brito at short, Otto Kemp at second, Felix Reyes at first, and Hendrick Nava is doing the catching. So Foster looking for the early strikeout, and he deals home. That is low, and the count full at 3-2 on Jonathan Thomas.
And Marion Boyd, the other speedster in the Jersey Shore lineup, usually just getting the day off today. He's fine. I would imagine he'll be back in tomorrow. He and Justin Crawford, normally sort of a tag team match on the bases, but he has the day off at least four now.
3-2 pitch to Thomas is swung on and missed. Got him, strike three. So Fosnot gets Thomas swinging, one up, one down in the first. And that strikeout is brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin in Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in store every day, the traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. Here's Kevin Mate, the shortstop. 263, no homers and 10 RBIs. Mate, right-handed batter out of Bonnie in the Dominican Republic, originally with the Cubs and then came over to the Nationals last year. Andy lined this one foul up the third base line towards his bullpen. No balls, one strike. Came over from the Cubs last year to the Nationals in the deal that sent Jaimer Candelario to Chicago. 0-1, and that's a strike called over the inside corner. Plate umpire today is Bobby Price, and the base umpire is Stone Garver. So Fosnot looking for another quick start. And there's a broken back grounder toward the middle. Tough play. Long run. Brito gets there. Spins off balance. Throw. Not in time. A one-hopper. Got it there to Reyes. But Mate legs it out. That was toward the middle. A few feet to the left of second base. And Brito was playing over in the hole. So it was a very, very difficult play. And he couldn't quite get there for it. So runner at first. And there's the first hit for Wilmington. One out. And the batter, Brandon Bossier. Bossier had a home run on Tuesday. He's at 221 with 2 home runs and 12 RBIs on the season. Blue Claws have allowed 20 runs in this 9-game winning streak. And the fastball fouled back softly to the screen. No balls and a strike. Bossier from Riverside, California, went to Arizona. Third round pick in 2021. He turned 24 during spring training on March 23rd. Foss now works on the third base side of the rubber, the lefty. And here's a liner up the first baseline foul. One hop into the Blue Claws bullpen, no balls, two strikes.
So I needed a computer to do that, but I did. That's 2.2 runs per game.
I could have done that for you if you needed.
My human computer over here to my left.
No, no. You don't get human computer for 20 divided by 9. Sorry.
Well, I needed one.
And that one swing and a miss, pulled the string, and Bossier is out. And that is strike three. Second strikeout for Fosnot, 2-8. Now they'll bring on the right fielder, Trey Harris. 7 for 37 on his rehab assignment with Wilmington from AA Harrisburg. And he's a right-handed batter. Stands in with a runner at first and two men down. Fosnot, the reigning Sally League Pitcher of the Week. Just the fifth Blue Claws pitcher to win that award since the team moved to High A a few years ago in 2021 as Harris lifts it foul down the first baseline out of play. No balls in a strike. Mitch Newborn did it last year. Ben Brown. Now the Cubs in 2022 and then in 2021 they had a couple of winners. Tyler McKay and Kevin Gowdy. 0-1 pitch. Grounded softly past the mound right there. The second baseman for Kemp near the bag at second. Throws to first and that retires the sun. So Fosnot pitches around just a harmless infield single. No runs, one hit, and one left. We played half an inning, and it's Wilmington nothing. Jersey Shore coming to bet on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Eric Breeder leads off for Jersey Shore. We head into the bottom of the first inning. No score. Facing right-hander Rodney Theofili. Breeder at 276, one home run, eight RBIs. The shortstop today for the Blue Claws. First pitch to him is fouled back. Breeder followed by center fielder Justin Crawford and second baseman Otto Kemp. Leandro Pineda's in right field. He has an 11-game hitting streak. He'll bat fourth. Then Felix Reyes at first. Andrick Navas catching this afternoon about sixth with Kate Ferguson left field batting seventh. Breeder fouls one back over the screen out of play. Nothing in two. Batting eighth, Zach Arnold. He's in third. Ryan Leach DHs, and he will bat ninth. Lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive academic health system, and proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Visit rwjbh.org. So 0-2 on Brito. He's had a very solid year, and he drives this one deep and foul down the right field line out of play. No balls and two strikes. Last night, he had an RBI single and a walk. He had a home run and had two hits back on Thursday. And is 16 for his last 51 at the plate. Takes curveball down and outside. And it's one ball and two strikes. So Brito, Crawford, and Kemp. 1-2-3 against the big right-hander, Rodney Theofili. 6'5", 230 pounds. He's from Nicaragua. And the 1-2 is lined back toward the middle. That's through into center, a base hit. So Brito fouled off a few pitches and then gets a single to center to start things for Jersey Shore here in the bottom half of the first.
Well, we'll see if the Blue Claws try to run on Suggs today. It's been an adventure for Jersey Shore on the bases. A very good base-stealing team. They have not been able to steal any yet against Suggs and the other catcher, Romero, in this series. Been thrown out several times.
Yeah, Blue Claws are 0 for the series. Stealing bases, 0-4-5. Stealing bases so far in the series. Suggs has thrown out two. Romero threw out three in the first game. There goes Brito. Big start. Fastball high throw to second on target. And they got him. 0 for 6 for Jersey Shore in this series. And Brito, who had been 4-for-4 of the season, is thrown out by Matt Suggs. A perfect throw to Glasser, and that's out number one.
Suggs and Romero just keep throwing strikes down to second base.
That was a good pitch to throw on higher fastball, but still. 1-0 Crawford. That's dotted inside from Theofili, and it's two balls, no strikes. Theofili did not allow an earned run in his first three starts in 15 innings, but has allowed 10 in his last two. Crawford slices one foul up third. Two balls, a strike. Last time out, he gave up 6 runs in an inning and 2/3 against Hudson Valley last Saturday. Before that, at Brooklyn, gave up 4 runs in 4 2/3. So his last two starts haven't been that good, but his first three were excellent. And Crawford fouls one back up to the sweet level to our left. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Theofili, if the name is familiar, he was with Wilmington last year. 3.48 ERA, 41 1/3 innings, 39 strikeouts, 20 walks. And Crawford takes that one inside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Brito caught stealing, and Luklaus, who had been thrown out stealing 8 times coming into this series, are 0-for-6. Crawford swings through that fastball, 93 miles an hour, and he is down swinging for the second out. And that's the first strikeout for Theofili. And it brings up second baseman Otto Kemp. Theofili was also with Wilmington in 2022. Made 15 appearances that season as well. So he's a veteran Blue Rock as Kemp takes a breaking ball down 4-1-0. Kemp at 3-0-4 in 16 games, no home runs, and 9 runs batted in. And he lifts this one in the air to right field. Harris going back. He's there. Now he comes in a step and makes the belt high catch for the out, and the inning is over. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, a caught stealing, and nobody left. We have played 1 inning, no score. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, we hit the second inning, no score. Blue Claws of the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Today is Buster's birthday party here at Shoretown Ballpark, and the sponsor of that, Casino Pier and Breakwater Beach. At that, and touch some trucks. Today we're joined by marketing and event manager Mike Lee. Mike, how are you?
Hey, it's great to be here today. Beautiful day here in the park.
Matt Suggs from UNC Wilmington leading off against Braden Fosnot. First pitch, hard grounder, foul up third. No balls, a strike. Mike, tell us what's some of the big events you guys have coming up here this summer.
Oh, yeah. Casino Pier and Breakwater Beach, we're so happy to announce some incredible free events for all of our fans and friends. We're doing some incredible princess sing-alongs every Friday on the pier stage at 4 p.m.
0-1 has popped up foul, first base side out of play.
Oh, yeah, and then after those pier sing-alongs, we do some great time nighttime entertainment for our friends and family on the pier stage as well. We're also doing a Christmas in July this year, and that's going to be a great...
What do these events entail?
It really depends on what's going on. Often it's for, you know, the families to come out with their young kids and really just have a fun family night. So, yeah, of course, we have the bars for the older individuals.
Boat 2 is outside, 1 and 2.
But, of course, then we also even have the, you know, great character meet and greets for the kids. We've got face painting, caricatures, sing-alongs. One of our really cool events coming up on June 2nd is going to be Pups and Pints. It's going to be our Dog Day at Casino Pier where the dogs...
Swing and a miss, strike 3. Chased 1, and that's 3 strikeouts for Braden Fosnot, 1 away. Go ahead.
So, yeah, so these dogs are able to come out and put them on the carousel. We get some great booze for the parents. And it's just overall a great night for everybody, great day for everyone. That's on June 2nd and again September 29th from 12 to 5 p.m.
When do you guys set these events up?
So we're set up from pretty much early March, and then we run with that calendar all throughout the entire rest of the summer season.
Here's Will Frizzell, who takes a high lefty in the count 1-0.
We can find those events all set up on our website, on our calendar, as well as every single day on our Instagram page.
What's your favorite part about working there and the different events? Obviously, a great location, fastball strike, 1-1 on Frizzell, who's 6 out of 47 on the season.
So the best part's definitely going to be that the familiarity of the ocean and the boardwalk that we all love, but with the ever-changing events.
Fastball strike, outside corner, and the count is 1-2. Mike Lee, our guest, Casino Pier and Breakwater Beach. Fosnot looking for his fourth strikeout, and the 1-2 is skied off third foul. Out of play, and you got the boardwalk games, right? The arcades, and all that stuff. So it's more than just the rides.
Of course, we really want to be that full family destination for individuals to come from far and really have a full experience of what the Jersey Shore has to offer.
What's your favorite boardwalk game? Here's the 1-2, and a hard grounder to first, backhanded hop by Reyes. Fosnot covers a high lob of a flip from Felix, but Fosnot reels it in, and there are 2 men away.
So I gotta say, the best one, it's the Frog Bot. It's the Jersey Classic.
I'm with you. I love that one too.
Oh yeah. Listen.
Yeah, and they got like, I've seen, like, you know, they got like the crab in the pot, but the same kind of thing. I'm with you. That's the best one.
You gotta get that frog over that lily pad and into the water there. And listen, you win that game, your prize is incredible. One
Absolutely.
Of those huge stuffed animals there.
Here's Paul Witt and fastball strike. Now you guys do birthday parties and other events like for kids. Families, tell us about those.
Of course. So, yeah. So, we've been doing birthday parties, group events for the longest time now. But we've really refined all of our packages. So, now we're doing all day.
Pitch
well
outside, 1-1.
Half day opportunities on the arcade side and the pier side, as well as all the way down there at the water park. So, we can do some incredible half-hour cards, as well as hour-long play cards. So, kids can come. They get their hour-long play card. They can play as many games as they want in our arcade.
Bounce,
for their flat rate of $35 per person there. Super fun for the family.
How big is the footprint that you guys have?
So while, yes, people have seen oftentimes our pier has changed its shape after Hurricane Sandy, we were able to double its width while eliminating some of its land. So now we're all over the sand in our current position, and we now really span 2 full Seaside Heights blocks.
1-2 is a little high, 2-2. So... are you guys open full blast right now or not quite yet?
So we're pretty much almost fully open on the pier side. The water park's going to fully open come Memorial Day weekend.
Pitch low, and the count 3 balls and 2 strikes. So, yeah, you got to check it out. It's a great spot there in Seaside on, what, the north end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're on the Ocean Terrace there between Grant and Sherman Ave and Seaside Heights. Just a perfect prime location.
How long have you guys been there?
So we've been open for... I'm good.
Chopper up third, but foul.
It's been almost a century now at this point.
Is it really?
It's turned hands many times, but you'll see in the arcade some incredible shots of the pier throughout the decades.
That's cool. How long have you been there?
I've been there for about 9 years now, so it's been quite some time.
So a little after Sandy.
A little bit, oh yeah.
A little after Sandy. Paul Witt at 3-2, 2 out, nobody out, no score, top of the second. And the pitch is a little low ball for it. So Fosnot issues the free pass with 2 out. His first walk, and that'll bring up left fielder TJ White. And you can, their website is great, casinopiernj.com. They have everything kind of laid out, and you can buy passes, right? And tickets, whatever you call it, online.
You can do our full credit package online, as well as we do some incredible also specials that go on during the week. And we'll run through those real quick.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, we got awesome half-price credits on Mondays.
TJ White takes a strike.
Those half-price credits are going to run from June 17th to August 26th from 1 to 6 p.m.
What does that mean? Basically, like, two for the price of one.
Exactly.
All right, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what, the arcade and the boardwalk?
That's going to be on the pier rides, all there,
okay,
out there,
gotcha,
on the boardwalk. Great spot for family to come out, because, again, 1 to 6 p.m., prime time for the little ones, and then we have time for the adults to wind down at the Waves Bar in the arcade after they play. Tuesdays, another one of our most popular promotions that we do, it's going to be something called Eat Putt Play. That's going to be a full cheese pizza slice, a medium fountain soda, a wacky rooftop golf, and then a two-hour pier wristband.
O2 is outside. One ball, two strikes on TJ White. Go ahead.
It's going to be for only $33 a person as well. So that, again, it gives a full family experience. That's a great price there on Tuesdays on the arcade and on the pier as well. Wednesday is going to be one of our great nights. It's our wristband special. So for only $28 from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., we can do unlimited rides on the pier.
Pitch is low to White, and they appeal on a check. Swinging did not go. Two balls, two strikes.
And then if we roll into Thursday night, it's going to be our unlimited nighttime ride wristband for only $28 a person. So from June 20th to August 22nd, from 7 to 11 p.m. at night, every single Thursday night, $28 per person, unlimited pier rides there during the nighttime.
Popped up foul out of play, 2-2.
And then I want to highlight Friday and Saturday as well. Because for Fridays, from June 21st to August 30th, we're doing something really cool.
Yeah.
It's our wristband special, so it's $5 off that two-hour ride wristband. So we can do that anytime during the day. So on our peak times, we're giving you an even better value there for all your rides that you and the kids might want to see. And then on Saturday nights, it's our adult special. So that's going to be our adult pay for the child's price for the ride and slide admission. You heard of the ride and slide before?
I've heard of it. I've never used it.
So the ride and slide, it's great because we're getting the full wristband price of roughly $50-something dollars a person, some odd dollars a person, for unlimited water park admission time and the nighttime ride wristband.
And how long? Was that 2 hours? Is that swing and a miss by White, strike three. Go ahead.
So that's going to be for the entire day at the water park
and then
the entire night up in the pier. So you
can
pretty much spend, from 8, or I should say, about 8 a.m. in the summertime, all the way through about midnight.
Do you have a lot of people on the rides at 8 a.m.?
Rides don't exactly open until noon or 1 p.m., depending on the day of the week. But the water park, that line builds starting at 8 a.m. Oh, yeah. Listen, people got to claim their lounge chairs.
That's
they're ready
good
to go.
Mike Lee from Casino Pier Breakwater Beach, CasinoPierNJ.com. Sounds like a great summer you guys have on tap. Have a great time. Best of luck. Thanks for coming out today.
Thank you.
All right.
My pleasure.
No runs on, no hits, a walk, and one left. No score, bottom two, ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com, MILB-TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your...
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, Leandro Pineda, who has an 11-game hitting streak going, will lead off for Jersey Shore against Rodney Theofili, and he hits a hard ground ball right side. Now he has a 12-game hitting streak. Past the lunge of Glasser and out in the right field, the base hit. So Pineda wasting no time at all to extend that hitting streak to 12. A clean single to right field to start the second for Leandro, who's at 304, was at 304, that'll go up again. Three home runs and a team-best 17 runs batted in. So that will bring up, with a runner at first base and nobody out, right-handed hitting first baseman Felix Reyes. Pineda very short lead at first, held on by Bossier, and the pitch is high, a fastball. And it's one ball, no strikes on Reyes. Reyes had an RBI single in the two-run Blue Claws first inning yesterday. Last night, Blue Claws were down 3-0 after five batters. Made it 3-2 in the bottom of the first and ended up winning 7-3. Fastball strike at Feliz at 90 miles an hour. And the count on Reyes is even at 1-1. Phillies are in action 4-10. They started. They're in the bottom of the second like we are here. And same score as well. No score. Pitch to Reyes. A breaking ball low blocked by Suggs. And it's two balls and one strike. Lehigh Valley 6:35 with David Buchanan. They host Syracuse. Reading has a doubleheader. They were rained out yesterday. That's at 5:15. And it'll be Lachlan Wells in game one, Connor Ash in game two. Clearwater won earlier today. They beat Tampa 9-4, 12 o'clock game. Here's a high fly ball to right center, not that deep. Harris, the right fielder, coming in, and he's there. Two-hand catch with the sunglasses on. Back to first goes Pineda. There's one away. We'll bring up Andrick Nama. Clearwater now 21-11 with that win. They had a few homers today. Aiden Miller went deep, and that was his fourth. Jordan Byers went deep, his third. Raylan Heredia, his second. And Jared Thomas, his first. Fastball inside to Nava. Switch hitter batting left, and it's 1-0 against the affiliate. And then the other Phillies affiliate in action today, the FCL Phillies, they threw a no-hitter in a 5-0 win over the FCL Tigers. Swing and a miss by Nava, and it's 1-1. Andrick 12 out of 44, one home run and eight runs batted in. Three pitchers combining on that. Enrique Segura went the first six, struck out five. 1-1, and that's high. Last year, Clearwater threw a no-hitter early in the season, and the FCL Phillies do so here. They are just underway. Their season is a week old. They're 3-3. Runner at first for Jersey Shore is Pineda with one out. No score. Bottom two. And that one is inside to Andrick. 3-1. Hitters count with Cade Fergus, who's been swinging the bat pretty well lately as well on deck. Blue Claws have scored 50 runs in their nine-game winning streak. They're 50-1. Outscored opponents 50-20. Here's a fly ball deep down the right field line. It's got a chance if it stays fair, and it hooks foul. Nava hit it well. He knew it, though, right away. Did barely even left the batter's box. And he was just a little bit out in front of it. Foul ball. Nava with one home run so far this season. That was 105 off the bat, but it hooked foul. So 3-2, we'll see if Pineda goes. My guess would be no, he is not. And the pitch is skied off third, foul out of play. And that will make the seats down in the third base picnic area. Count remains full, 3-2. Really nice crowd today for Buster's birthday and Touch Some Trucks Day. This is always one of the more popular games on the schedule. Last year, if you remember, it was rained out. And we had to call it relatively early, and they canceled everything. Brought it back a few weeks later, and it was a great day. Pineda gets a huge jump, goes on the pitch, popped up foul behind the plate by Nava, and that will make the seats. A lot of the cheering you hear beneath us, that's for Buster, the Blue Claws mascot, who's here with his mascot friend celebrating his birthday. And then Boomer, the Trenton Thunder mascot, is over in the seats behind the Blue Claws first base dugout. He's here as a guest today. Pineda was going on that last pitch, but he had a huge jump. We'll see if he goes here again. Another 3-2 to Nava, not going. And it's high, ball four. So two on for Jersey Shore with one out. And the batter, Cade Fergus, first walk for Thea Feely. That has been an issue for him with Wilmington. This is parts of the last three seasons. 65 walks in 116 innings. So, you know, five-ish walks per nine. It's just not going to get it done. This year, 12, now 13 walks and 22 and two-thirds innings pitched. Cade Fergus, the batter, right-handed hitter from George Washington University. 255, three homers, six ribbies. Swing and a miss, breaking ball, nothing and one. Cade has two homers on this homestand, including one on Thursday night, eight for his last 24. His shot on Thursday, two-run shot. No doubt about it, over the fire pits and left. Breaking ball, fouled away. First base side, it's 0-2. Zach Arnold on deck for the Blue Claws. Defensively for Wilmington, it's T.J. White in left, Jonathan Thomas in center, and Trey Harris in right. Paul Witt at third, Kevin Mate at short, Philip Glasser at second, Brandon Bossier at first, with Matt Suggs behind the plate. Wilmington is one game over 500, 15-14, when they've lost 10 of their last 14 games. 0-2, breaking ball low, and it's 1-2. Blue Claws are 18-13, five games over 500 for the first time this season, and obviously, as we've talked about, they have won 9 in a row, a franchise record win streak. Akron, the AA affiliate of the Guardians, has a 10-game winning streak this year, fastball high, and the count is 2-2. That ended a week ago, but that is the longest winning streak by any team in minor league baseball so far this season. Blue Claws one game up on Aberdeen and Brooklyn, 1.5 on Greensboro, 2 on Wilmington, 2.5 on Hudson Valley. Breaking ball inside, got away from Theofili, and it's full at 3-2. So Fergus was behind the count, no balls and two strikes. Now it's 3-2 on the right-handed batter from Fort Lauderdale. He's got Pineda at second and Nava at first with one man out. And the pitch is a breaking ball, lined sharply left side. That's through and the left of base hit. Pineda goes to third. He will be held up there as White fires it in quickly. So a base hit for Cade Fergus. And Jersey Shore has the bases loaded with one out for Zach Arnold. Good at bat by Fergus from 0-2 down. Worked the count full. And then that base hit was 95 miles an hour off the bat. Bases loaded, one down for Zach. Arnold is a right-handed hitter, 2-11, a home run, and 7 runs batted in so far this season. Now we'll see if Jersey Shore can take the lead. The catcher Suggs out of the mound talking with Theofili, and a home plate umpire, Bobby Price, is making his way out now to break up the conference. They put the clock on it, and they have 30 seconds, and Price breaks it up, and now they both head back to behind the plate. So Jersey Shore with three hits already on Theofili. Bases loaded, one out for Zach Arnold. And the way that Fosnot, who's on the hill today for Jersey Shore, has pitched, one big hit would go a long way here. First pitch, fastball, strike on the outside corner. And the count, nothing and one. Theofili, big run hitter. He's from Nicaragua. There have been 15 Nicaraguan-born players to reach Major League Baseball. 0-1, that's outside. One ball, one strike. The Philly signed Vicente Padilla. And then maybe the most notable of the whole list was a man they called El Presidente, Dennis Martinez. For the Indians, fastball high. 2-1 on Zach Arnold. Arnold from Temecula, California, had been committed to play at Oregon. And then their coaching staff got let go. So changed gears, went to LSU for two seasons, and then finished up in Houston. 2-1 pitch, low ball, 3, good eye. And the count is 3-1 now on Arnold, and he will get something to hit here with the bases loaded. So bases loaded on for Zach Arnold with one out. Theofili, the high set, here's the 3-1, and it's high ball 4. So the Blue Claws take the lead on a bases loaded walk. Zach Arnold picks up his 8th RBI of the season. Pineda scores. Nava goes to third. Fergus goes to second. Arnold goes to first. And it's 1-0 Jersey Shore. Here comes the pitching coach for Wilmington. That's Mark DeFelice. Man, he makes his way out to talk to Theofili. Blue Claws Baseball is brought to you by Camping World. Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Great deals and a wide selection of RVs as part of America's top RV network. Camping World is on Route 9 in Lakewood or online at campingworld.com. So the batter is Ryan Leach. Right-handed hitter from Whitby, Ontario, Canada. Right outside of Toronto. On the border of Lake Ontario. Leach playing in his third game this season, 1-for-5. He had a base hit on Thursday. Hit .247 with 7 homers with Clearwater last year. First pitch by Theofili. Swinging a miss. Big cut by Leach and a fastball. The count nothing and one. So Pineda, who singled and extended his hitting streak to 12, he scored. It's Nava at third, Fergus at second, and Arnold on the bases loaded walk at first. A good changeup there from Feofili over the outside corner, and he's ahead of Leach, nothing and two. Ryan, 22 years old, went to Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia, and signed with the Phillies in 2022. 0-1 pitch is Anthony's got him looking strike three. Ryan thought it was low. He's punched out, and that's out number two. A big strikeout for Rodney Feofili, his second. And Eric Brito, the shortstop, is coming to the plate. Brito, right-handed batter. He singled in the first inning and was caught stealing. And Feofili steps up. Brito, 17 hits in his last 52 at-bats. He's up to 288 now on the season. Right-handed hitting shortstop from Venezuela. He hit just 208 with the Blue Claws last year. Breaking ball lifted down first, foul out of play. Began last season with Clearwater and hit 278 for the Threshers in 44 games and then 208 in 65 games last summer with the Blue Claws. High set and the 0-1 fastball outside from Feofili, and it's one ball and one strike on Eric Brito. Feofili has thrown 42 pitches now with two out here with the second. And the pitch, breaking ball, hit in the air to center. Playable. Thomas over to his left. Sunglasses on. He is there and puts it away to retire the sign. Blue Claws do get a run on a bases loaded walk. One run on two hits, two walks. Well, they leave them loaded. One other jersey. Sure, we go to the third. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Top half of the third, Blue Claws lead it 1-0. Bases loaded walk, Zach Arnold picking up the RBI. Philip Glasser leading off for the Blue Rocks as we go to the visiting third. Braden Fosslund has got a hit and a walk and struck out four already. Fastball at the knees, a strike to Glasser, and the count is nothing and one. Left-handed hitter from Indiana, 5-for-28 on the season. Breaking ball lines this one to left field. Fergus there, cuts over to his right, makes the catch. One up and one down. We're joined by Edwin Soto from the Phillies Player Development Department. How are you?
All
great
good,
to
great.
See you.
Thank you for having me once again.
So,
back home.
Yeah, we had Edwin came on last August, I guess.
Yes.
Made an earlier visit
this
year. Have you? I know you were here early in the week. Did you go to both Reading and Lehigh this week?
That's correct, yeah. Doing the regular rounds, yeah. Here Tuesday, Wednesday morning, and then Reading Wednesday night and Thursday. Yesterday to Lehigh.
Push bunt by Thomas beautifully to the second baseman, Kemp. Fields underhand toss, not in time. That was a good bunt. Kemp was up near the bag at second, and Thomas legs it out. Bunt single, he's at first with one away.
Good play, rather.
Yeah, that was a good bunt. Kemp made it closer than I thought he would, to be honest. Here's Kevin Mate, the shortstop. So, big picture, month in, how's everything going? You got a couple teams playing really well.
Yes, very good, very good. Obviously, the young levels are doing really, really well with, obviously, the nine-game winning streak here in Jersey. Clearwater is doing really well. We just won earlier today.
Yeah, they're 10 games over 500 now.
Amen. FCL also had a no-hitter
today. No-hitter, yeah. So that one low to Kevin Mate, want to know.
That was awesome. Yeah, we're 3-3 over there right now with a very young team, full of kind of like our highlights of the Dominican Academy in the last few years. So it's a young mostly Latin kids in the FCL, but very, very good. And then in the DSL, we are
fouled back by Mate, 1-1.
Currently in spring training in the Dominican Republic, and we're starting our season on June 3rd over there. So we're excited about that, and full of developing good young talents.
Where's Gustavo Armas?
Gustavo Armas is our pitching coach right now in Clearwater.
He's in Clearwater, okay.
Yes, low A.
Throw to first and back standing is Jonathan Thomas. He came up the other day because Gene Cabrera threw 7 innings in back-to-back starts. So we were looking up the last time that happened here.
And he was the last one?
No, Andrew Painter did it, and okay. Gustavo did it before that in 2018. And I knew he was in the system. I didn't remember where he was. He's in Clearwater. He's a great guy.
Yes.
He's going to be a great coach.
Yes. Post-playing career, he became one of our video and tech associates, and he was kind of doing a lot of the data and video pre-games, and then he transferred to assistant pitching coaching out of the DR Academy.
Swing and a miss by Mate in the count 1-2.
And then he was recently transferred kind of to the U.S. side, and now he's our main pitching coach in low-level Clearwater. So, yeah, he's doing a great job for us. Yeah.
That's a pretty quick move.
For sure, yeah, he's doing a great job. Obviously, you know, the bilingual and the experience in our organization, high makeup guy. Obviously, as a player, and obviously now as a staff member, so somebody that we love having in our side for sure.
1-2, runner goes, pitch outside. Nava fires low to second, not in time. Good jump for Thomas, and Nava didn't have much chance on that one. Thomas steals his 9th base of the season, and he's in scoring position. 2-2, the count on Kevin Mate, who singled his first time up. So, obviously, last year you had Clearwater. They had an unbelievable season. A lot of those players are now here, and then you replenished the Threshers, and it's a lot of the same kind of stuff. They're 10 games over 500 already. They have 5 wins in their last at-bat. A lot of comeback wins, I think 3 pitches outside, 3-2, and a balk was called before the pitch, so that'll move Thomas to third on the balk, and we'll see if the Blue Claws bring the infield in. They will. I think they had 3 wins on the road where they trailed in the 9th inning. It's a lot of kind of that same mojo that you had last year with this group here with the Blue Claws. You've replenished it in Clearwater now.
Yes, a lot of credit, obviously, to that young talent that obviously we're drafting and developing, but also a lot of credit to the coaching staff over there.
Led by 2 is skied to center. That'll be deep enough to get the run in. Crawford going back, maybe 20 feet in front of the track, makes the catch. Tagging at third is Thomas. He scores easily, and we're tied at 1. So
led by somebody that you know here,
yeah, Marty.
Obviously Marty Molloy, and he does a great job keeping the energy up there and the intensity every day, and you know, obviously it's all about developing, but he's a winning guy. He loves winning.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier today, he texted me, he says, "Hey, winning players become winning people." So he's a big fan of winning, and that's one thing he does is win.
Obviously, Aiden Miller's got a lot of attention off to a great start. He homered again today. Swing and a miss by Bossier, 0-1. How's he doing?
Doing really well. Obviously, the bat is special, as we all knew when he joined the Phillies organization. But what really has impressed us is obviously his defensive abilities. And, you know,
pitch outside, 1-1.
Infield coordinator Adam Everett has done a tremendous job in keeping him agile and you know, with that defensive versatility at shortstop. So, one guy to watch for sure.
I read there was a story the other day about him, and I want to say it was in the Philly Inquirer, where you know, he's determined to stay as a shortstop, which
yes.
is what you guys want to hear, I'm sure.
Yeah, I believe that was Alex Coffey, rather, who does a
yeah.
good job. But yeah, that's exactly what we want to do. Obviously, that's going to increase his value, obviously, as a player, and it's something that he can definitely do and really, really well. So we're very excited to continue to see him develop, and hopefully you have him here soon.
Well, that's up to you guys. I'm not going to ask you about that. 2-2 on Bossier, and he dribbles one foul at home plate. Count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tell us about Casey Stewart, who pitched today.
Yes, very, very good. He started the season really well. I mean, he's a guy that you that's another guy that hopefully you see here in the near future. And like big body, right-handed pitcher that throws a lot of strikes.
In the dirt, kicks away from Nava, and Bossier did not swing. Buchloss thought maybe he did, but he did not. So it's 3-2. George Klassen,
yes,
off to a tremendous start as well. He was drafted last year from Minnesota, and I think the reports when he drafted him, he had a huge arm, and then you guys kept him down, without in live game action last summer to get ready for this year. Here's a ground to the second, gobbled up by Kemp, and he tosses to first. Do I stay? You can stay through here.
100%. Let's go.
So, one run on one hit, no errors, and nobody left. So 2.5 complete, and we're tied at one. We'll keep it here. Edwin Soto from Phillies Player Development Department. So Klassen drafted last year. There are reports that he had a huge arm. You kept him back last year, and obviously the start could not be any better.
100%. Yeah, he's one that obviously huge arm, huge stuff. I think obviously the scouting reports were right. He had some control issues I think in college, and he did a great job kind of understanding himself better and slowing down, working really good on his body, and our pitching department developed a really good plan for him to follow, and it's thankfully worked really well, and he's one that has impressed in a very, very good way, and it's pretty good. I saw him the other day a few weeks ago in Clearwater, and it's very special.
Yeah, certainly a very exciting arm down there for sure. Mavis Graves, I've seen he's made some he's had a couple of good starts, and he's striking out 28 and 20 innings.
Yes, he's we drafted him a few years ago, I believe, out of high school, and he threw last year in FCL, and obviously those young pitchers need to develop and learn how to be pros, and he's one that works really hard, and he's also doing his thing in Clearwater. We're not surprised by any of those guys. It's something that we trust our pitching department, we trust our talent in the young players, and they're doing what we all knew that we're gonna do. So
when you guys decide to move players around, speaking generally,
yes,
what do you look for? What do you look for? You'd rather keep a guy at a, you'd rather have a guy, I'm sure, stay at a lower level for too long, because you can always move him up, than go up before he's ready. And here's the first pitch to Justin Crawford. Pitches inside 1-0. So what do you look for to determine if a player, any player, is ready for that next level?
That's a great question, and that's something that obviously it's so many factors and situations that
Crawford bounces one to first, backhand by Bossier, steps on the bag, one away.
You always kind of want Crawford. If he's going to ground out, just do it everywhere else but first, because you know he has a chance, right?
He beat one out the other day for his fourth hitter.
That was insane.
Routine grounded a third. Third baseman kind of like double clutch, but it wasn't like ridiculous. And then he just legged it out.
Yeah, I was here. That was like a 385 or something. That was insane. Yeah, very not surprised either. He's a really fast runner. But, yeah, that's a very hard question just because of everything that goes into it. But overall, you look at the performance, obviously. You look at internally we have development goals for each of these players, and we want to make sure that they're
Kemp swings and misses, one of them.
Working towards those goals and getting better at those. For example, maybe there's a promotion that maybe the guy's not hitting 350 with so many RBIs, but we wanted him to work on his strikeout rate and make more contact.
Swing and a miss by Kemp, 1-2.
Make more contact with strikes, So if he's doing that, and he's just getting kind of unlucky, and we know that based on the stats and kind of the numbers that we have, it's something that we reward. Obviously, we always value our protected standard motto. So as long as there's that combination of protecting the standard and performing and being a good teammate, good things happen, and you can see that with a lot of our young talented system.
2-2 on Kemp with Leandro Pineda on deck, and Kemp chops one to second. Glasser, long run to his left, has it on the edge of the grass, throws to first in time. Here's a great guy to talk about, Edwin, and Leandro Pineda, who extended his hitting streak to 12 games with a base hit on the first pitch he saw in the second inning. A guy that kind of was going through some things in the first half last year, played really well in the second half last year, and has kind of picked up where he left off. Still young, he was only 21 for another month. Fastball low, one ball and no strikes, and you know, his progress, international signee, played in the academy all the way up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's one of those guys that, you know, he's, like you said, he's still young. And
fastball.
You know, once you compare guys like Leandro with some of the college guys that are drafted, you know, it's kind of easy to don't realize how young these guys are sometimes just because they've been in the system for longer. But, yeah, what a hard worker, man. I mean,
that's inside 3-0. Yeah, I mean,
the work ethic is impressive. I mean, you see the body looks great right now. Obviously, the performance is there for him right now. So he's a guy that we're very, very proud of, and obviously he's representing himself and the team very, very well right now.
Yeah, if he was in the U.S. fastball strike, he'd be a college junior right now,
yes.
Not even in the draft. And here he is.
And I will say he will be drafted pretty high.
Yeah,
too,
exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the combination of the arm and the defensive versatility. As you know, we're playing him some first base right now.
Pops this one up, third base side. The catcher, Suggs, giving it a look at him playing. Yeah, he's played some first. Otto Kempis plays some first. Otto can play first, second, and third.
Yes, that's something that we take a lot of pride in, having guys play multiple positions. And, you know, it's good because, honestly, it helps their chances too when they know that.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, once you have a need at an upper level, and, you know, you want to make sure that you can check a lot of those boxes, and it helps. It's a win-win-win-win situation when they can do that.
Give us a quick 30-second take on some of the guys like Starlin Cabo or Eduardo Tait fouled off down the left field line. When we talked to you in August, you were so excited about
yes.
those guys. And they were in the academy in the DR, and now this year they get their first taste of U.S. baseball with the FCL just starting a week ago.
Yes, very good. They all came here early in the year and were
fouled away again. Still 3-2, tied at one, bottom of the third.
They all came here early in the year to our high performance camps in early January and have worked really, really hard on their body and obviously all aspects of their game. Tait had a really, really good extended spring training as well. Besides a good spring training, and now. He started a little slow in FCL, but he's also a very, very small number of at-bats, so
yeah.
Zero panic there. And Cabo, you know, yeah, what a...
He had two doubles today.
Yes, I saw that for going 0-3, so that's you know, that makes me really proud of him. And obviously the defense is magical, and it's really good to see all those...
3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got handcuffed by a breaking ball.
You can see a lot of the FCL games now with, like, way more scouts, and, you know, it's obvious that the talent is improving, and it's something that... We're looking forward to seeing their careers continue to develop.
Thanks for a few minutes, Edwin Soto, Phillies Player Development Department. Let you go back and enjoy the rest of the game, and maybe we get a 10th straight Blue Claws win. How about that?
Let's go. Can't wait.
All right.
Thanks,
Edwin
Greg.
Soto, thanks. 1-1 to the fourth on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimer.
Top of the fourth, 1-1. Here's Tony.
All right, Greg, 1-1. Three hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. 1-2-0 for Wilmington. And Braden Fosnock gets set to face 4, 5, and 6. Here's Trey Harris. Right-hand hitter swings and misses, and it snowballs and one strike on Harris. Fosnock working quickly. The lefty from Pennsylvania deals. That's in the dirt, and it's 1-1. So Fosnock could begin the day at 1.35 ERA, now at 1.52 after yielding a run last inning. He was fifth in the league to begin action. Here's a drive to pretty deep left. Fergus, though, has a beat on it as the ball dies out there, and he makes the one-hand catch for the first out here in the top of the fourth inning. So Braden is our friends and family spotlight player today. So we'll get to his folks in just a minute, watching on the stream in upstate East Central Pennsylvania. He faces Matt Suggs. The catcher swings and fouls it back up this way. Suggs is 0 for 1, hitting a .267 homer, 7 runs batted in. This is his ninth game. He is 5 for 30 on the season. And if UNC Wilmington bangs a ground ball to third, gobbled up by Arnold, who guns it across, that's two down. We may have to wait to the fifth inning to do friends and family as Fosnot. Back on the beam here in the fourth, a bunt single. The speed of Jonathan Thomas helped produce Wilmington's run in the third. He bunted his way on, stole second, made it to third on a balk, and scored in a sacrifice fly. Blue Claws got a run and a bases loaded walk in the second. Two outs, nobody on. Here is Will Frizzell, the DH, and he takes inside. The left-hand batter steps out for a moment. It's one ball and no strikes on Frizzell, who grounded out first time up. The pitch to him is on the letters. It's one ball and one strike on Frizzell. 1-1 ball game, top of the fourth inning. Blue Claws winners of 9 straight. Fosnock deals. Foul ball off to the left. It's one ball and two strikes. In the bottom half of the fourth, Blue Claws will send up 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Fosnock kicks and the lefty deals. Swinging a ball, fisted foul left side, and the count holds it 1 ball and 2 strikes on Frizzell. Out of Texas A&M, 6 for 48 thus far on the year. And the delivery is on the outside corner with a fastball, strike 3 call. And Fosnock mows him down here in the fourth. Nothing across. We go to the bottom half of the inning. It's a 1-1 ball game on MILB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
We go to the bottom of the fourth in a 1-1 ball game. 6'5" Rodney Theofili from Nicaragua at the face Felix Reyes. Theofili has thrown 59 pitches, 34 for strikes. And Reyes digs in from the right side against the right-hander. He swings and misses at a breaking ball. It's no balls and one strike on Felix, who flew out his first at bat.
Tony, when you were out before.
There's the 0-1. Wide and low.
They mentioned there are only 15 Nicaraguan-born players to reach Major League Baseball.
The 1-1 floats across for a called strike.
Theofili trying to add to that list, of course. One of them is Vicente Padilla, the Phillies.
Right.
And a most notable one, probably El Presidente, Dennis Martinez from the Indians.
Theofili pitching well today. Fastball low and outside. It's two balls and two strikes on Reyes. He'll be followed here in the bottom of the fourth by Andrick Nava and Cade Fergus for Jersey Shore. Felix, the Big Puma, his nickname, and he swings and taps at the third. Charging is the third baseman, throws high, but making contact with the bag is Bossier, and that's one down. Here in the bottom of the third inning, Paul Witt gunning it across. So with Felix retired, here is the switcher and catcher, Andrick Nava, who walked his first time up. Andrick in his 14th game, 12 for 44 on the season. Swings, he pops it up on the left side, shallow. Here comes White, the left fielder, calling everyone off, and he's got it. And quickly, two gone here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitcher's duel here today, 1-1 between Jersey Shore and Wilmington. This series winds up tomorrow, game six of the six-game set. Starlin Castillo, 1-2, 2.76 ERA, will go against Brian Caceres, who pitched the first game in this series, 0-2, 6.30 ERA. Cade Fergus breaks his wrists as he tries to in vain to halt his swing. It's no balls and one strike on Fergus. He singled to left his first time up. The pitch to him, breaking ball, cuts across the outside corner, and it's nothing and two on Fergus. 269, three homers, six runs batted in. This is the 19th game for Cade in his team's 32nd. And Theofili rocks in a motion. The right-hander deals. High fastball. Did not go. He started, but definitely did not offer. And it's one ball and two strikes on Fergus, 23-year-old, 13th-round pick in 2022. And he strikes out this time, and the side is retired. So both pitchers settling right in, and we've gone through four here in Lakewood. 1-1 ball game on MLB TV, Valley Live, on BluePaws.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
The voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Giamborisi. I'm Tony Graham. Welcome back to Lakewood, New Jersey. Top of the fifth inning, a 1-1 ball game. Jersey Shore and the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Braden Fosnock, lefty, starts the top of the fifth, facing 7, 8, and 9. Paul Witt, who walked. Witt, who walked. His first time up, takes a called strike. It's nothing and one. So a whole bunch of people following on the stream today. Braden's friends and family up in East Central Pennsylvania. The 0-1 swung on a line drive, center field, base hit. to begin the top of the fifth inning. So watching our Grandma Darlis and another grandma, Grandma Elaine, and also all tuned in, girlfriend Nicole. Braden wants to shout out to her family and friends and an aunt and uncle as well, Aunt Caroline and Uncle Chris. Shouting out to all their family and friends up there in Pennsylvania. T.J. White is the hitter, and White takes a called strike. It's nothing into one. So big audience out there in PA tonight reading Braden on. A Phillies fan from that area is Braden. Grew up rooting for Cliff Lee, Cole Hamels. Pitch home is low and outside. It's one ball and one strike. Both teams have three hits. Both teams have a run. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Fosnock, a 24-year-old from Westchester University, comes to the plate and just missed. The ace of those Golden Rams. I just like saying that. Such a great name.
That is good, yeah.
The Golden Rams of Westchester U.
It just rolls out the tongue perfectly.
Two balls and one strike. Runner at first, nobody out. The pitch to the plate, high and outside.
So before Braden signed with the Phillies, he pitched for a few months in the MLB Draft League for the Trenton Thunder.
Right.
And Boomer, the Thunder mascot, is here today.
Oh, wow.
For Buster's birthday.
That's right. It's a reunion.
If he wasn't pitching.
The 3-1 pitch, swing, chopper toward short, fielded by Brito. They flip the second one. The relay is in time, double play. Brito to Kent Torres. And just like that, two down here in the top of the fifth inning.
I was going to say, if he wasn't pitching today, we'd have to get a picture. But yeah. That was a really nice turn by Brito and Kemp. Brito waited on the ball, so he didn't get a tough hop.
Yeah.
And that made Kemp have to throw pretty quick, and he got it out of there very quickly in time for the DP.
The number nine hitter is Philip Glasser. He tips it foul at the plate. Nothing and one on Glasser. He flew out to left his first at bat. Glasser in his 10th game is 5-4-39. It's a 172 batting average. No balls and one strike on the former Indiana Hoosier, and he bangs one through the right side of base hit. So two hits in the inning, but the double play erased the first one. And Glasser, who might try to go here, but a left-handed pitcher on the mound. Glasser has 8 steals this year. He has not been caught. That's 13 in his career. He was drafted last year. He's at first with two away, and here's the man that manufactured a run his first time up in Jonathan Thomas. Bunted his way on. Here's the pitch to him. He looks at one that just misses outside. One ball, no strikes on Thomas. Bunted for a base hit, stole second, moved to third on a walk, and scored on a sacrifice fly. Worlds of speed, right-hand hitter, swings and pops it up behind the plate. Looking for it is Nava as he comes back toward the stands, but the ball drifts over the netting and lands, bounces onto the third row. And the count is one ball and one strike. So the runner Glasser returns to first base. Two outs, 1-1 ball game. Top of the fifth. Thomas out of Texas Southern. The pitch to the plate, takes wide. The year he was drafted, he stole 62 bases. That led NCAA Division I baseball. So he can motor, that's for certain. Runner at first, two out. Thomas is the hitter. Glasser at first. The pitch to Thomas, takes inside. And the count is 3-1. With two outs and the runner Glasser at first. Top of the fifth, 1-1 ball game. Thomas struck out his first at bat. He's 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swing, bouncer, foul. And the count is full, so Glasser will be off here. Thomas batted ninth yesterday. Now, he's had his issues at the plate, including today. Now he is 11 for 58. That's a batting average of 190. So it's been a bit of a scuffle for him, but when he gets on, he can really run. Including today, Thomas has 74 professional steals. At the plate now with a count at 3-2, and the runner at first and two out takes off. The pitch is swung on and missed. He struck him out. So Fosnacht gets out of that. No runs. Two hits, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Shoretown. It's a 1-1 ball game on MILB-TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Bottom of the fifth inning, we're all even at one here between Jersey Shore and Wilmington. Jersey Shore, the 9-game winning streak on the line, will send 8-9-1 up against Nicaraguan right-hander Rodney Theofili. Zach Arnold, first man to face him here in the bottom of the fifth, takes the ball. It's 1-0. Arnold drew a bases-loaded walk back in the second. Swings here and dribbles it foul at the plate. Arnold, 23, 14th round pick in 2023 out of the University of Houston. I think I gave him an extra year. He's 22. Don't want to age him. Here's a high fly ball to shallow left center field. Thomas racing in. The speedster is there, settles under, and makes the catch. And Arnold is retired. That's one away here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here is Ryan Leach. He took a called third strike his first time up. That was with the bases loaded. The right-handed hitter, the DH today, out of Marshall University. Big swing, no contact to the breaking ball. He had 7 home runs in Clearwater last year for the Threshers. A pitch to him. Another breaking ball called strike. And it's nothing and two on Leach. Seems to be getting a little bit, we've seen him at the plate, getting a lot of breaking balls. Nothing and two on Ryan. He's a 22-year-older from Canada. The pitch to the plate is hit deep but foul down the right field line from Whitney, Ontario, just outside of Toronto. Nothing and two on Leach. And Theofili to the plate, swing and a miss. Breaking ball got him. And that's two down. That is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth strikeout for Theofili. This is Eric Brito. Eric is 1 for 2, single to center, and has flown out to center. The pitch to the young shortstop is low for a ball, 1-0. Coming up in the sixth inning, we'll have the out-of-town scoreboard for you, brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Called strike, 1-1. IOA insures business in our area for property, general liability, Auto workers' compensation, employee benefits. And Brito swings and pops it up. Playable foul on the right side. Moving off first and under is Bossier, and he drops it. So Brito gets a life. That'll be an error. Not sure what happened there with Bossier. He had a lot of room.
He was right there.
He wanted to be able to finish the readout here. He had it on scoreboard. Call Larry DePalma at 732-751-2900. 732-751-2900. Insurance Office of America. They'll bring you the out-of-town scoreboard in the top of the sixth inning. Theofili ready with the 1-1. Swinging a drive in the center. That's a base hit. Well, there you go. They make an error, and Brito makes him pay with his second hit of the day.
I'll tell you what, the strides he's made at the plate this year compared to last year have been significant and tremendously impressive. And he's up, that's two hits today. He's over 280, pushing 290.
Brito takes off as the pitch is in the dirt. The catcher doesn't see it. Brito rounding second and big turn. He'll go back. No need to attempt to make it the third here with two outs. He's in scoring position. So he reaches second base on the wild pitch. And Justin Crawford, who is 0 for 2 today, is ahead in the count here, 1-0. New ball coming into play for Theofili. Justin right now at 306, two homers and 12 runs batted in. Is Crawford, the Phillies' number four prospect for the MLB pipeline. Phillies' first round pick in 2022. The 20-year-old standing in from the left side. The count is 1-0. The pitch, high fastball, it's 2-0. Otto Kemp would be next. Brito, decent lead at second, two outs. The 2-0, swinging a bounding ball to second. Two hops to the second baseman, Glasser, who throws out Crawford. And the thread is over, and the side is retired. No runs, a hit. No errors, one left. Greg Ciamparisi back with you in the sixth. We've gone through five. It's a 1-1 ball game on MILB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Top of the sixth inning, Braden Fosnaught back out there for Jersey Shore. Tied at one, one run, four hits for each side. Why wouldn't the Blue Claws starter pitch in the sixth? It seems like that's been a thing every day this week. That one is in there for a strike to Mata, and the count is nothing at one. Blue Claws starters, as we've talked about this year, have thrown more innings than the starters of any other team in high A. Roller up third foul. 152 and two-thirds in 31 games coming in. An inning and a third more than the starters for Quad Cities, the Royals' high-A affiliate. But not only are they pitching innings, Tony, they're pitching well. 2.59 ERA, second best in the minors. That one is high, 1-1 on Monday. So Fosnot has pitched six innings twice this season, April 16th against Brooklyn, and then last Saturday against Bowling Green. Here's the 1-2 to Mate, and a breaking ball grounded right back to the mound. Nice play by Braden. Turns it over, hands it over to Reyes. One away.
Did his casual Cliff Lee slash
Ranger Suarez.
Suarez move on that. Did Fosnot. Let's start the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Insurance Office of America down in South Florida. Phillies trail the Marlins 1-0. They've gone to the sixth inning. Redding is hosting Hartford in the doubleheader.
Here's Bossier. He lines one towards right base, and Pineda toward the line grabs on a couple of hops, and Bossier, the fifth hit for Wilmington. He's at first with one out. That brings up right fielder Trey Harris.
Bottom of the first inning, game one. Hartford and Redding, no score. Second game to follow. Lehigh Valley will send 2011 Blue Claw David Buchanan to the mound today against Syracuse, the Mets affiliate. That's a 6:35 start up in Allentown, PA.
So on the mound for Redding today, Tony, in game one is Lachlan Wells.
Right.
Fastball strike to Trey Harris. Lachlan Wells and Fosnot, even though Wells just signed with the Phillies this year, are teammates because guess where they play together?
Australia.
Here's a chopper up the middle, grabbed by Kemp behind the back, shovels to Brito to second, jump throw back to first, not in time. That was a beautiful attempt. Kemp got it to Brito covering, he made his jump throw, but late. Fielder's choice is 4-6, and that's out number two. Yes, they were teammates at the preferred winter destination of Phillies minor leaguers, the Adelaide Giants, where they helped them win the ABL championship for the second consecutive year.
Soon the Phillies will be sending trips to Australia instead of Andor, Florida. Or current future Phillies.
Here's Suggs. He takes out Suggs. Fosnot, absolutely. Wells is Australian, but right. Fosnot obviously is from North Central Pennsylvania.
Well, he's from the Australian part of North Central PA.
So he loved it, and when he filled out his player bio survey at the beginning of the year, he said his vacation destination is Adelaide, Australia. Mm-hmm. That's outside. 2-0 on Suggs. Here it's 1-1, top half of the sixth.
The Florida Complex League Phillies threw a no-hitter today. They beat the FCL Tigers 5-0. Three pitchers combined on the no-hitter.
2-0 pitch, swing and a miss.
And Clearwater won at the Tampa, beat the Yankees affiliate 9-4. Casey Stewart was the winner. He's 3-1, a 1.03 ERA.
2-1 on Suggs. Fosnot's pitch is Anthony's strike. And that evens the count at 2-2.
That's the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Insurance Office of America. For personal service, it's Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900.
Jack Dallas warming up in the bullpen. This will be the last inning for Braden Fosnot, who's pitched very well yet again. Threw 100 pitches last week. He's at 89 now. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Got him, strike three. And the inning is over. Seven strikeouts for Braden Fosnot, the left-hander. And we're through five and a half. Still tied at one. No runs, one hit, one left. Bottom six, 1-1. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long.
Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team, and now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
New pitcher, right-hander Brendan Collins for Wilmington. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and we're tied at one. Rodney Theofili, who had allowed 10 runs in his previous two starts, pitches pretty well today. Allows one run over five innings and exits. He will not factor the decision. So 1-1 game, Otto Kemp will lead it off here for Jersey Shore. Then Leandro Pineda and Felix Reyes. Jack Dallas coming on for the Blue Claws in the seventh, and a slider strike. So Theofili went five innings, allowed one run on four hits. He walked two, and he struck out five. Collins, right-hander. And the pitch is another slider strike. 24-year-old stands at 6'4", 215 pounds. He went to UNC Greensboro, 17th round pick in 2021 by the Nationals. Missed most of last year with injury, only pitched one inning. This year, five runs in 12, and that's high, 94 miles an hour. It's 1-2. He has allowed 14 hits, 5 earned runs, 9 walks in those 12 innings, and struck out 17. He pitched back on Wednesday through a scoreless inning, did give up 2 hits and a walk. Slider, line drive into center, base hit by Kemp. So, Tony, in that at-bat, Otto Kemp got 3 sliders. The first two he saw for strikes, and the third one with a 1-2 count, he lines back through the middle for a base hit. That's just a good piece of veteran hitting by the Blue Claws second baseman.
Well, the 24-year-old out of Point Noma Lazarine, California, San Diego area, knows what he's doing up there. Now he's on base.
Fastball strike to Pineda, nothing and one across the knees. Leandro, 1-4-2. He has hit safely in 11 straight games this season for 12 straight games now for Jersey Shore after his base hit in the second. And he rips one deep to right field. Harris going back toward the track. It's over his head, and it lands on the grass, and one hops off the right field wall. Kemp racing to third. Pineda into second. Kemp will hold there, and Pineda's got a double. Now the throw comes in, and it nearly gets away from Suggs, who has to go 30 feet up the line to grab it. But no further advance by the two runners. But the white-hot Leandro Pineda continues his great play with a double off the right field fence, and the Blue Claws have runners at second and third.
Well, that was over Harris's head before he could blink. What a shot off the bat. If he gets that little higher in the air, that might go through the right field berm.
Yeah, 104 off the bat, but the angle was only 18 degrees. But, yeah. Yes, he smoked it. Here's Reyes, infield in a 1-1 game, bottom of the sixth. Blue Claws looking for their 10th consecutive win. Fastball strike on the inside corner at 95 miles an hour. And the count, nothing and one on Reyes.
Now here's a guy who's due, Greg.
Yes. He is. He's 5 for his last 40. 204 on the year with a home run, 10 ribbies. Fastball, strike again, 95. That one at the knees. And Reyes behind the count, nothing and two. Felix, 6'4", 258 pounds from Bonnie in the Dominican Republic. Hit 10 homers last season, 9 with Clearwater. And then a walk-off home run in the last home game of the regular season with the Blue Claws here on September 3rd. 0-2. Fastball bounced the other way. Tough play. Sneaks past Glasser. Base hit. Kemp scores. Pineda had to wait to make sure it got through and made sure Kemp would score. So he stops at third. It's an RBI single for Felix Reyes on a 2-strike pitch. And the Blue Claws have a 2-1 lead. And again, Tony, he threw him a couple of fastballs at 95. And then the last one, Kemp was a little late on, but still ready for. Reyes was right. A little late on, but still ready for it. He comes through with a base hit.
Well, you know what they say, right? Just put the ball in play. That's, you don't want to strike out there. You just want to put it in play, and he did. And he managed to squeak it through the right side of the joint and infield.
And here's Andrick Nava. Now the corner's in middle back, though. They'll try to turn two. with runners at first and third. Nava hits a high pop in a shallow left center. Out goes Mane. In comes White. And here comes the center fielder, Thomas, to make the catch. Pineda tags. He's coming home. Throw comes through. And not in time. Pineda's in safely. The ball squirts in front of the catcher, Suggs. Reyes advances to second. Turns there and holds. Sack fly and RBI for Nava. And it's now 3-1 Jersey Shore.
Now, once again, you make contact there. The ball wasn't hit all that deep, but aggressively at third. Manager Greg Brzezinski sent Pineda in. They already had the lead, so why not? And Pineda is safe, and the Blue Claws have a two-run advantage.
Yeah, I think that throw didn't have a ton of mustard on it there from Thomas either. Here's Cade Fergus as Jersey Shore tries to extend this lead even farther. Still only one out, so two chances with a base hit to bring home Felix. And a slider outside to Fergus. No ball, one ball, no strikes. Zach Arnold next. Braden Fosnot in line for what would be his fourth win. His day is over. Jack Dallas coming on for the seventh. But Fosnot, six excellent innings yet again. 1-0. Another breaking ball. That's low from Collins. And it's two balls, no strikes.
Jack will be in the spotlight. Friends and family shout-out time again. This time for Jack in the seventh inning.
2-0 count, fastball strength.
So when you go in the clubhouse before the ball game, Greg, as you know, they have the opposing pitcher on various television screens throughout the clubhouse so that the Blue Claws can take a look at them, the opposing starting pitchers for that day.
2-1 pitch, outside and low. I saw Nick Ward today.
Oh, did
on
you?
There because Theofili.
I was going to say, was he walking through the clubhouse?
No, Theofili faced the Blue Claws last year, so one of the highlights was a Nick Ward extra base hit that they showed. Nick was with the Blue Claws for most of last year. Now he's with Rome in this league. Fastball at the knees, a strike. Fergus thought it was low, but that was in there. And the count 3-2.
I want to ask Greg Brodzinski tomorrow in the manager show there how much they scout the opposing outfielders and their arm strength. They never really have talked about that because a ball that...
They scout everything.
Yeah,
but yes, I agree.
That ball was not hit very deep.
Yeah, that was definitely a scouting report sent. I agree with you on that. 3-2 on Fergus. And the pitch is a flare in the shallow right center field. That could drop. Harris and Thomas come together. It does drop in between them for a base hit. Reyes had to make sure it did drop. He goes to third. And Cade Fergus has a base hit. First and third, still one out, and Zach Arnold coming to the plate. Kid got jammed a bit on that, but found the right spot between Thomas, the center fielder, and Harris, the right fielder. And here comes Mark DeFelice, the pitching coach, out to the mound. Phillies and Marlins tied at one. They were the sixth inning down in Miami. Redding still scoreless bottom two against Hartford in the Phillies system. And Clearwater won earlier today 9-4. The FCL Phillies no hit the FCL Tigers today 5-0. Edwin Soto is one of the Phillies assistant directors, player development. And he was our assistant director of player development, and he was our guest in the third inning, did a great job. And for those of you, by the way, that are watching on MILB TV, they archive all these games, so you can go back. He was in the third inning here, so both the top and the bottom. Listen to Edwin. Gave you some great stuff about some of the guys. Mainly we talked about the players at the lower levels that'll be here at some point. Here's Zach Arnold, and he takes a fastball strike. Nothing and one. Tried to check his swing, but that was in there anyway. Edwin sitting right behind the plate. With Kevin Bradshaw, the Phillies minor league field coordinator, who, when he comes here, sometimes he will be in the dugout and sometimes he'll be in the stands tonight. Down and outside, squirts behind such a couple of feet, no advance by either Reyes from third or Fergus from first.
In that Clearwater game, Jared Thomas, a 2023 15th round draft pick out of Loyola, Maryland, did his first professional home run for Clearwater.
Runner goes at first. High fly ball by Arnold. Fairly deep into left center. White and Thomas coming together. Who's got it? It's the left fielder White on the track to make the grab. Tagging a third is Reyes. He'll score. And Fergus, who was going on the pitch, has to head back to first. A sack fly, though, and an RBI for Zach Arnold. And the Blue Claws lead it 4-1.
Blue Claws have two runs this inning, two of their three on sacrifice flies by Reyes and now by Zach Arnold.
By Nava and Zach Arnold.
Right.
Reyes had the RBI single.
Correct. Yeah, Reyes had the single. Correct. Thank you.
Yep. Here's Ryan Leach, the nine hitter, 0 for 2 with two strikeouts today. So the Blue Claws now 9 outs from their 10th straight win. And Leach swings and misses a slider in the count, nothing in one. Four runs, 8 hits for the Blue Claws. One run, 5 hits, and one error for Wilmington. Leach from Marshall University swings and rolls one softly up third. This will be a tough play for Witt. Should let it go. He does let it go. It hugs the line and just kicks foul 6 inches before third base. What a brutal break there for Ryan Leach.
It was fair for 89
just
feet.
His second hit of the season. And he walks back to the right-handed batter's box. Yeah, that looked like it might actually stay fair.
All the way, right? Yeah.
Just kick fell at the last minute. Fergus leading off first base. He has 7 stolen bases in 8 attempts. He was caught last night. The Blue Claws were caught 8 times coming into this series, and they're 0 for 6 in this series, stealing bases. 0-2 pitch is in the dirt, and it's 1-2. Blue Claws will go to Jack Dallas for the 7th inning. The right-hander from Lamar University in Texas. 4-1 Jersey Shore. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss by Leach. A slider. Strike 3 and the side retired. That one, Fergus might have had it. Ball in the dirt. But Leach strikes out swinging to end the inning. Blue Claws scored 3 runs on 4 hits, there were no errors, and 1 left. We go to the top of the 7th, Jersey Shore 4, Wilmington 1 here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now. Jack Dallas takes over for Jersey Shore. We hit the top of the 7th inning, and the Blue Claws lead it 4-1. And they are now 9 outs away from a 10th consecutive victory. Dallas facing Will Frizzell, Paul Witt, and TJ White, 6, 7, and 8. And the first pitch by Jack, a slider strike. Braden Fosnot, another tremendous outing. He's in line for his 4th win. His ERA went up. He gave up 1 run in 6 innings. And a breaking ball outside. It's 1-1. 6 innings. 1 run on 5 hits, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts for Braden Fosnot. Jack Dallas, the first reliever for Jersey Shore today, and Frizzell tips one foul. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Jack on the year, 7 runs on 10 hits in 10 and 2 thirds innings. He has walked 4 and struck out 11. Last time out, a scoreless inning with a hit batsman against Wilmington back in the first game of the series on Tuesday. That's inside 2-2. And before that, an inning and a third scoreless against Bowling Green on May 2nd. So this is his third appearance of the homestand. And the 2-2 pitch, slow roller foul, first base sun. And the count is still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jack had a magnificent season last year. 2.80 ERA, 7-2 in 23 games with Jersey Shore after allowing 2 runs in 30 innings with Clearwater. Fastball outside, 3-2 before a well-deserved midseason promotion for Jack, who's now 25 years old. Went to Lamar, signed with the Phillies in 2022. Slider, bouncer, foul, first base center. And it's still 3-2 on left-handed hitting Will Frazil.
The Jack is from Orange, Texas. That is folks watching on the stream down there.
Swing at him. He got him strike three. Fastball from Dallas. And that's one away here in the seventh inning.
So he wants to say hi to his mom, Nancy, and his dad, Tony. Watching him in Orange, Texas. So where is Orange, Texas, you say? Well, it's in the far eastern part of Texas.
High fly ball by Witt to left. Going back on it, Fergus. Toward the track, he's got room. In front of the one-way track, makes the catch. Two men away.
Now, Greg, Jack told me it's so far east in Texas, he can walk from his house into Louisiana.
Yeah, so. It is right on the border. You got to cross the Sabine River, but you do that, you're in Louisiana. Fastball inside, 1-0 on T.J. White.
So Mom, Nancy, Dad, Tony, hope you're enjoying the broadcast and Jack's performance on this Saturday afternoon.
Grounded to second base, kept to his right, scoops it up, waits for Reyes to get back to the bag, throws over, and the inning is over. Easy 1-2-3, top of the seventh for Jack Dallas. Luklaus are 6 outs away from a 10th straight win, 4-1. Jersey Shore as we head into the bottom half of the seventh on Bally Live, Luklaus.com and MLB TV.
Nah.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music. And
Eric Brito leads off for Jersey Shore, takes a first pitch strike, and the count nothing and one underway. Bottom of the seventh inning here in Shoretown. Luklaus 4 runs, 8 hits, and they lead Wilmington 1 run on 5 hits. Luklaus looking to tack on another run or two. They go for a 10th straight win. Breaking ball. Brito rolls it up third and fell. And the count is 0-2. New pitcher is left-hander Matt Cronin on for his second appearance of this series. Brendan Collins allowed 3 runs on 4 hits, all earned in one inning. And he's in line for the loss. Pitch to Brito. Jam. Fouls it off to the right out of play. And the count still nothing and two. Brito, another two-hit game. He's up to 295 now on the year. Remember, he just hit 206 with Jersey Shore last summer. Cronin made his season debut earlier this week. 1 run on 3 hits. That one low. And it's one ball, two strikes. Pitch last year for Rochester, their Triple A team, and gave up 8 runs on 13 hits and 14 innings. He's been with the Nationals since 2019. Fourth round pick then from the University of Arkansas. Breaking ball inside, and it's 2-2. He was a teammate there, of course, of Blue Claw Casey Martin, former Blue Claw Casey Martin, who was drafted in 2020 out of Arkansas. Brito Crawford and Kemp in this inning, and Brito skies it down the first baseline, slicing foul, out of play. Still 2-2 on Brito, who will celebrate a birthday in a couple of weeks, May 25th. He will turn 22 years old. So you got to remember, still, you know, Brito, Pineda, these guys are still on the younger end, even though they have a lot of high A experience. Ground ball to short, Mate to his left, gloves it at his left foot, throws Brito out, one up, one down. Seventh inning stretch was brought to you by JAG Physical Therapy. Proud to serve as your trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services with over 13 convenient locations throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties. Our friends at JAG Physical Therapy are fully committed to helping you get back to the life you love. For more information, visit jagpt.com. Here's Crawford batting left. He's 0 for 3 today. 3-0-3 on the season. Tries to bunt, a swinging bunt right back to the mound. Not a bad idea, but hit it to the pitcher. Cronin shovels to first, and that's out number 2. And here's Otto Kemp, now the second baseman for Jersey Shore, is 1-for-3. Tony Crawford was trying to get that past the mound towards the second baseman, Glasser, and he just didn't hook it quite enough. But not a bad idea. By the way, Jack Dallas is going to stay in for the Blue Claws and pitch the 8th. Kemp swings and misses, 0-1. Otto got the rally started in the 6th inning with a 2-strike single, and he came in to score on the base hit by Felix Reyes. That made it 2-1, and then a couple of sacrifice flies later, it is 4-1, and he takes that one for a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-2. Tomorrow, 1:05 start, Mother's Day here at Shortown Ballpark. Always a special day. Blue Claws have both Mother's Day and Father's Day this year. That one is high, 1-2. Leandro Pineda would be next. Leandro is 2-for-3, extending his hitting streak to 12 games. He had singled in the second, doubled in the 6th. Breaking ball, high fly ball, hit well into center. Going back on it, Thomas racing to the wall, back near the track, reaches onto the track and makes the catch to retire the side. Kemp hit that ball very well, 105 off the bat, but Thomas runs it down. 1-2-3 for Cronin, and we've played 7 innings, 4-1, Blue Claws, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shortown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team, and now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shortown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Jack Dallas back out there for the 8th inning. Blue Claws lead it 4-1. First pitch, slider, strike. on the inside corner. Nothing at one on Philip Glasser. 9-1-2 for Wilmington. Dallas at a 1-2-3 seventh, and he handcuffs Glasser. Good slider. And the count 1-1. So, Tony, what do you think? Dallas here for the eighth, and then maybe Daniel Harper for the ninth?
Yeah. When was the last time Harper?
I believe Wednesday.
So, yeah, he
check
did.
That. Slider outside corner got him looking strike three. So Dallas strikes out Glasser, who thought it was outside, but that was right in the box on the Hawkeye dashboard. One away for Jonathan Thomas. Harper was Thursday, but only threw one inning, 1-2-3 inning. Whoa. Thomas takes that one inside. Actually, you know what, Tony? Like, it'll probably be Wally, okay, who had the save on Wednesday. He hasn't pitched since Wednesday. Fastball strike. And the count 1-1. Maybe even Danny Wilkinson, who pitched Wednesday as well, though he got into some trouble in that game. Breaking ball, drag bunt up third. Arnold read it well. Gloves, turns, throws, got him. Arnold read that perfectly. Yeah. Saw Thomas inching the square and charged in early. That was well handled by Zach Arnold, 2-away.
Arnold with a good play. Thomas had bunted safely for a base hit back in the third. He bunted the other way that time. Back in the third inning against a left-hander, he bunted it towards second and beat it out. This time he was thrown out third to first.
And that one is in there for a called strike. Nothing and one on Kevin Mudde. And he lifts this one in the air in the shallow center. Kemp out. Crawford charging in. Slides. Can't get it. Just off the back, the heel of his glove. And everybody's safe. Mudde turns there. And that'll be a single for Mudde. Good effort by Crawford, but he couldn't quite get it.
Now, he actually got there and got glove
off. Yeah, got his glove off it, but couldn't quite reel it in.
So this is Dallas's third bid for a two-inning stint this year. He did it twice earlier, back-to-back appearances versus Brooklyn in April.
Here's Bossier, fastball strike, nothing in one. Bossier is one out of three. He homered back on Tuesday, which was his second homer of the season, former Arizona Wildcat. Slider, pop this one up, shallow center. Back goes Brito, in comes Crawford. Crawford makes the call and bobbles it and makes the catch. It popped off the heel of his mitt, and he recovered nicely to make the grab. Juggling it himself, and the inning is over. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. And nobody, there's no rule that says that's a stick in there the
that's
first
right.
try. Bottom eight, 4-1, Jersey Shore. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team, and now's the time to lock in your tickets for another Summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimer.
Leandro Pineda has two hits today. He'll lead off here as we head to the top half, bottom half of the eighth inning. Blue Claws 4 and the Blue Rocks 1. First pitch Breaking ball in there for a strike from left-hander Matt Cronin. And the count is 0-1 on Pineda. He'll be followed by Felix Reyes and Andrick Nava. And it will be breaking ball, grounder to first, handled by Bossier. Steps on the bag, one away. It will be, Tony, Daniel Harper for the ninth inning. He's warming up in the bullpen for the Blue Claws. Daniel with three saves on the season to lead the team. And obviously, if this game stays here at 4-1, it would be a save situation. Here's Reyes, who was the one who broke the tie in the bottom of the sixth with the RBI single. That made it 2-1. Blue Claws added a couple of sacrifice flies in that inning to make it 4-1. That's where it stands down. Felix takes a strike. Count 0-1. But two excellent innings from Jack Dallas. And Jersey Shore leads it here 4-1 with one out in the bottom of the eighth. Fastball swinging. It is a big cut as the Blue Claws look for what would be an eighth consecutive victory. Oh, sorry. I don't know where I got eight. Tony put both hands up. A 10th consecutive victory. And Reyes hits a bouncer to short. Mate waits on it. High hop. Throws. Got him. And that's out number two. So I don't know. Sorry about that. They won eight in a row Thursday. That tied the franchise record. And then yesterday's win was number nine. And today would be number 10. Here's Nava, who has walked, flown to left, and has a sacrifice fly. So he's 0-1. Drove in his ninth run of the year. Now a bat from the right side for the first time. Blue Claws have not faced too many left-handed pitchers this year. But Cronin is grounded at third for Witt. Fires across side, retired. So we go to the last at bat for Wilmington. Heading to the ninth inning at Shoretown Ballpark. Daniel Harper coming in. And the Blue Claws lead it 4-1. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Daniel Harper takes over for Jersey Shore. We head into the top half of the ninth inning. Last chance for Wilmington, and Harper looking for his fourth save of the season. 4-1, Blue Claws, Jack Dallas. Tony, tremendous outing. Two innings, no runs, one hit, no walks, and he struck out two. Harper, the third pitcher of the afternoon for the Blue Claws, the right-hander from the Kansas City suburbs, from Fairway, Kansas, went to the University of Kentucky. Phillies drafted him back in 2022. So the Blue Claws will have, assuming they hold on here, a chance to get to 11 in a row tomorrow, 105 game. First pitch by Harper, high for ball one. Clearwater last year had a 13-game winning streak with many of these players. Tony, we counted it up right before the game. What did we end up with, 25, I think it was? And that one is a slider outside, two balls, no strikes. Players that...
So, in the pitching department, the 17 pitchers on the roster for Jersey Shore,
2-0, lifted foul, 2-1, a 94-mile-an-hour fastball.
Including Trey Dillard, who pitched one game.
Yeah.
13 of the 17 pitched at some point for Clearwater last year. Those are the pitchers.
Little flare in a shallow right center. Out goes Kemp. In comes Crawford. In comes Pineda, who makes the catch. The right fielder, Pineda, one up, one down.
And of the 13 position players currently on the roster, 11 played at some point for Clearwater, several of whom, including going back to the pitching, eventually started at Clearwater and then eventually
played here. And to be fair, we got to throw in Troy Schreffler, who's on the IL right now. But he was with Clearwater for most of last year. Here's a little blooper foul on the right field line by Matt Suggs out of play. Nothing in one. So that would be a
12 of 14.
Yeah, not all of those guys were with Clearwater at the time of this winning streak. For example, Harper was out for a little bit. He had elbow surgery, had bone spurs removed in January last year. Swing and a miss slider, and the count 0-2 on Suggs. But they won 11 in a row at one point. 13 in a row at one point last year. And the Blue Claws could get to 10 with a win today. They're 2 outs away. Harper has allowed 3 runs in 10 innings. 7 walks, struck out 15. It's been very good. Right-hander works out of the stretch. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. 1-2.
Harper was a 15-game winner at Kentucky over 4 years, mostly as a starter.
He told me a funny story. We had him on hook, line, and splitter the other day.
Yeah.
And he said, what do you remember about the SEC? He's like, well, some of the stadiums were nuts. Bouncer up third foul. And the count is 1-2. You know, up here as Northeasterners, you know, we don't appreciate how big college baseball is in the South. And he said, they were a little short on pitchers, and they kind of threw him in to an SEC road start as a freshman, 2018. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Slider, strike 3, 2 down. And he got knocked out of the first inning at Arkansas against Casey Martin, who now with Double-A Reading. And then the other funny story he told was about the draft. And the Phillies had called him up. Brian Barber, the amateur scouting director, called him up and said, hey, we're going to take you soon. And then they took Josh Borka, who is on the injured list right now, rehabbing for Clearwater. He pitched today, fastball outside, 1-0 on Frizzell. But Borka's also from Kansas City, so Harper got nervous for a bit, thinking maybe they took the wrong Kansas City guy, and then they took Harper with the next pick. 1-0 on Frizzell, 2 out, nobody on. Slider, skied the left, this could do it. Fergus drifting over toward the line, will he have room? He jumps up, can't get it. Foul ball over that side fence, down the line, behind the bullpen and in front of the foul pole. Cade scaled the wall, but couldn't quite get it. 1 ball, 1 strike. Nice crowd that I haven't seen the attendance yet, but it was a beautiful day at the ballpark. 1-0 on Frizzell. 1-1 on Frizzell. Harper's pitch, strike on the outside corner, a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and the Blue Claws are 1 strike away. This would be win number 19 on the season and win number 10 in a row. 1-2, here it comes. Fastball just missed inside. Harper wanted it, didn't get it. It was close, but looked off the plane. So 2-2 on Frizzell. Harper looking for his fourth save. He peers in for the sign from Nava. Works out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Slider down and in. And it's 3-2. If Frizzell gets on, Paul Witt, who has one of the 6 Blue Rocks hits in this game, would bat next. Tony, the Blue Claws, this is the 10th game of this win streak, have allowed a total of 21 runs in that stretch. Is that good?
Even I can figure out that's about 2 runs a game.
3-2 on Frizzell. And here it is. Fastball, sky to the air to center. Playable for Crawford. Justin is there. He waits. He's got it. Ball game's over. 10 in a row. Daniel Harper shuts the door. The Blue Claws will high five. And they have won their 10th straight game. Your final this afternoon from Shoretown. The Blue Claws 4 and the Blue Rocks 1. So they've extended their club record set last night. A 10th consecutive win, a 19th win on the season. and a 1-2-3 ninth inning for Daniel Harper to close the door. 5-1-2-6 for the attendance. Time of the game, a tidy 2 hours and 2 minutes. Your totals, the Blue Claws 4 and 4 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. 4 Wilmington, 1 run on 6 hits and 1 error. Braden Fosnod, even though his ERA went up today, he allowed 1 run in 6 innings to earn the win, his 4th of the season. He is 4-0. Congrats to Braden. And the losing pitcher for Wilmington is Brendan Collins. And give the save to Daniel Harper, his 4th of the season. So the Blue Claws win it here 4-1, 2 hours and 2 minutes in front of 5,126. 10 in a row for Jersey Shore, going for 11 tomorrow. Tony, all yours.
All right, Greg, thank you very much. Let's go to the scoreboard. Phillies lead the Marlins 4-1. That's in the 7th inning down in Miami. Big blow in the ballgame. A 3-run triple by Bryson Stott that snapped a 1-1 tie. Phillies lead that 4-1 in the 7th. On the affiliate scoreboard, Reading is playing a doubleheader at home against Hartford, the Yard Goats, the Colorado affiliate. Reading trails in the first game 2-0. That's in the bottom of the 4th inning in Reading, and the second game to follow. In that second game, Connor Ash, a 2023 Blue Claw reliever, will make the start for Reading. He's 0-1 with a 2.70 ERA. In another game that will start later at 6:35, Lehigh Valley is playing Syracuse, and the Iron Pigs 12-22. The Mets affiliate Syracuse 21-14. 2011 Blue Claw David Buchanan will be on the mound for the Iron Pigs. He's 2-2 with a 4.11 ERA. In games completed today, the Florida Complex League Phillies shut out the FCL Tigers by a score of 5-0. Both teams are 3-3 after that game. A no-hitter by the FCL Phillies, 5-0. They defeat the Tigers. Clearwater won at Tampa, the Yankees affiliate, 9-4 at the final. Clearwater 21-11, Tampa 10-22. Casey Stewart, a draft pick last year, 19th rounder, struck out 7 over 5 innings to improve to 3-1 and lower his ERA to 1.03. Casey Stewart, the winner in that one. Clearwater banged out 11 hits, including a home run by Jared Thomas, his first as a professional. He is a 2023 15th round pick. Here in Lakewood, the Claws take it 4-1. A perfect 10 for Jersey Shore. 10 consecutive victories. 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. 1-6-1 for Wilmington, the Nationals affiliate. Wilmington loser is Collins in relief. He's 1-1 with a 5.54 ERA. And Braden Fosnuck goes 6 innings to get the win. He improves to 4-0. And his ERA actually went up just a tick-tack. It started at 1.35, and he concludes the day with a 1.38 ERA. I think that is acceptable. So Blue Claws win it 10th in a row, 4-1. They go for number 11 in a row tomorrow. That'll be a 1-0-5 start. Right-hander Strawn Castillo, who made the start and won on Tuesday, 1-2 with a 2.76 ERA. He'll go against Tuesday's Wilmington starter, Brian Caceres. He is 0-2 with a 6.30 ERA. Greg and I will have it for you tomorrow beginning at 12:50. So the Blue Claws with that win today go to 19-13, and the Blue Rocks fall to 15-15. You want to just quickly check the South Atlantic League scoreboard for you. Only one game in progress that involves a Northern Division team, and that is Brooklyn, which begins the day 17-14, just a game behind Jersey Shore, and Brooklyn leads at Rome, a co-leader in the South, with Bowling Green. Brooklyn leads out 1-0. They're in the top of the fourth inning down in Georgia. Again today, Jersey Shore wins it by a score of 4-1. And Greg and I will be back with you tomorrow beginning at 12:50. Today's game produced by Ryan Colwell, social media, Taylor Petrangelo, and Laura Elizabeth. For Greg, I'm Tony Graham. Once more, the final score this afternoon here in Lakewood, Jersey Shore Blue Claws 4 and the Wilmington Blue Rocks 1. Have a clawsome rest of your afternoon, everyone.